Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American States on Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, and country. Today is Monday, November 18th, 2013. My name is Sally Baptist. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Tonight we're going to continue this discussion about the road to communism. A second American Revolution, are we going to protect freedom or are we going to be communistic? And I think people are beginning to realize we really have to face that question. In the past, if you said the C word, communism, you'd be thought of as a conspiracy loon. But as our rights are being gnawed away just by the likes of Obamacare and the various things that are happening, people are really kind of starting to understand what communism means, common core. So we're going to continue that discussion and face why can someone such as myself and others like me, who happen to believe in the Constitution, how can we actually say this is communism? Why do we think that's what's happening here? So we'll get into that discussion. There's a couple other things I want to talk about as well to give a little bit of an update on some other stuff. With the exception of some local news, I haven't watched any cable news today or any of the national news. So if anything major happened outside of obviously what happened in the Midwest yesterday, I haven't heard any of the true local gossip from the Capitol or anything. But we do want to talk about, you know, what happened in the Midwest, total devastation. It's unbelievable how these things can happen. The massive in nature has control. I mean, no matter what some individuals might want to think, nature truly does control this planet. And, you know, I say a prayer for those who have been impacted over here, American States and Blog Talk Radio. We all support our fellow Americans. And we have a very rough, you know, right now we just had this major crisis over in the Philippines with the hurricane or typhoon came through and did much destruction there. And, you know, we're at a time when we really have to challenge our loyalty to humanity and our loyalty to our country. Because I'm like thinking, it's like, you know, I know Americans were giving or donating money to help the Philippines, those in the Philippines, and now we've got this crisis here. And, you know, sad fact is I don't have a whole lot of money to help anybody at this point. As anybody knows, this is a grassroots show. There's no sponsors. There's no commercial, no income being generated off of this blog talk radio show. That's not what it's here for. And I am not Donald Trump by any means or Bill Gates or Bloomberg or those guys. I don't have that kind of money, so truth is I can't do a whole lot except pray and see if there's anything I can do to help support the people here. But I have to admit I'm going to support my fellow Americans first. I have to try to protect those who are here first and help them. It's not that I don't want to help the others. I don't have means to do it. Now, you know, some of these other wealthy people, they've got the money to go do that. More power to them to do so. But definitely want to keep our fellow Americans in the Midwest who are the victims of Mother Nature taking down their homes and the crazy tornadoes that went through and everything to know that we are thinking about them and we will keep them in our prayers and do what we can. That's all I can offer on that. But it was terrible, terrible to see. Of course, the other sad part is we've got those people that run out there and say, see, climate warming, this is what happened. It's cyclical. Things change. There's nothing that's going to stay the same on this climate. And if you don't use all the different things, and I don't want to get into the climate change routine, but it's amazing how people can even take something like this and try to say this is all about global warming, global climate change. You can say climate change as a generic statement because the climate is forever changing. The weather patterns are forever changing. But it's not because the humans are here destroying everything, and it's just not all that craziness. But we will keep those people in our thoughts and prayers and I'll do whatever I can. I'm not sure what that is at this point. I wish I had the money. I wish I could send you a few thousand bucks, but I just can't afford to do that. The other thing, an email came through about Obama stations, free gas to low-income neighborhoods, and this big old sign with Obama stations. Now, when I did my own research on this, I tried to find something that would prove this was true or say it's not true. I only came up with one thing disqualifying it, saying there was no truth to it. So unless somebody can prove to me that, yes, there really is Obama stations going up, right now it looks like fancy clip art or something, artwork on the thing in an article, and just something for people to spread garbage all over. And they really have to be careful on that stuff. I mean, there's enough bad things, evil things going on. We don't need to waste our time on things that are just false, which, of course, is what those who start this propaganda, you know, this is exactly what their intent is, to distract us from the real issues. We have enough real issues to talk about. We don't need to be wasting our time on fake stuff like that. And now, I mean, if there really are Obama stations out there and there's really any legitimacy to this claim of Obama giving gas to poor, low-income people, whatever, then fine. But right now, it looks like it's just nonsense, and I won't be sharing that, forwarding that on to others, because I don't think it means anything. Then the other, and I sent an email out to my fellow Floridians here, criminal notaries in Florida. Now, many of you know when my father passed away last year, his caregivers are magically, all sorts of things have happened, legal issues, but there was this magic of of the notaries, notarized documents and will. But on Channel 9 today, and I contacted Channel 9 and reported the notary fraud to them, and that's when I started learning about what was going on here in Florida. But today, Todd Ulrich, he's the investigative reporter for Channel 9 WSTV here in Orlando. He's been continuing on with his investigation and did a segment today on the criminal notaries in Florida. And he's got a list of over 400 criminal notaries who have active notary commissions in the state of Florida who are literally in jail. And it was really interesting. He found out some more information, and he asked me last week, would you be surprised to find there's 400 and something, over 400 felons who are active notaries in the state of Florida? And I told him, no, I wouldn't be surprised, and it's disgusting. I would be disgusted, but I wouldn't be surprised, because Florida has no oversight. Anybody can be a notary in the state of Florida. It's a license to commit fraud. It's outrageous. And anyway, so he is digging up more of this information, and Senator Darren Soto, who was already working on some legislation to require that the notaries have to at least keep a journal, because here in Florida today, they do nothing. They carry around a stamp with them, and they stamp and sign whatever they feel like here. Whatever, it's just, and one of the cases that he mentioned in the segment today was a guy who literally goes and sells other people's homes. He uses his notary stamp to go out there and produce documents and sell people's homes that he doesn't own or have rights to sell. And just, and another lady scammed $120,000 from her employer using a notary stamp. $50,000 from an elderly lady. It's a license to steal. So the state of Florida issues a license to steal when they do issue a notary stamp to somebody, because they have no controls over it, no oversight. Anybody can be one. You don't even have to be a citizen. It's disgusting. And I'm hoping, because Todd Ulrich has been doing this investigative report, and also Darren Soto, Senator Soto, is interested in taking some action here. We'll get some changes made. But I can tell you from my own experience that I know the notary fraud is out there. And right now there's still a last will and testament of my father, Jack Baptist, on file at the Orange County Courthouse because of a fraudulent notary on it. And even though I've proven it's fraudulent, it's still sitting there, and I can't get the court to remove it. I have to pay to get it removed. It's just I have to get attorneys involved and everything else. So I've been fighting the case a little bit differently, where the people who were trying to defraud the people who were involved in this whole scam, who have been charged for identity theft and title fraud and grand theft and some other things, I am making or requesting that the judge make a notation that they are not eligible for anything on that will to try to deactivated, if you will, the other way. But anyway, if you get a chance, go out to WFTV.com. This is Channel 9 in Orlando, WFTV.com. And just do a search on notaries, and the article Criminal Notaries will come up, and I think you'll find it really interesting. And this is, I doubt seriously this is really unique to Florida, but I think Florida might be a little bit worse than other states because Florida is number one in identity theft, property theft, and mortgage fraud and these types of things. And because they're so lax on this stuff, it doesn't take much. Anybody can come down here and get a license to be a notary and start stealing your heart away and whatever. Terrible what they do. The other thing I wanted to mention, excuse me, I was listening to Glenn Beck earlier today, and he talked about the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, which I'm chuckling because, oh, gosh, it was well over a year ago. We did a segment on the show about the Battle of Athens, Tennessee. The Battle of Athens, Tennessee was all about the ballot box. And Charles Klein and I filed a FBI complaint, a complaint with the FBI, We the People versus the Ballot Box Establishment. And in some of our conversations about it, we talked about the Battle of Athens. And that we have the Battle of Athens is right here today because we need to protect that ballot box. And I just found it extremely interesting that Glenn Beck was talking about the Battle of Athens today. So I sent him our information on the We the People versus the Ballot Box Establishment because the fact of the matter is today we have no – the ballot box is so corrupt, we do not have the representation of our choice. And we need to do something like the Battle of Athens to go out there and take back that ballot box. And, you know, there's some people out there, the Libertarian Party is picking up steam. More people are leaving the Republican Party, going to the Libertarian Party or some other party because they're tired of what the Republican Party has become. And there's some that actually think that we better do something fast. Otherwise, the powers that be will go out there and pass some kind of law banning anything but the two parties. And can you imagine that happening? I mean, in some sad way, I can imagine that happening. I would be disgusted with it, but I can imagine it happening. And if they try to do that, I mean, it would be unconstitutional. But then look at everything they do today that's unconstitutional. We have a president who's acting like a king instead of a president. He totally bypasses Congress. He does what he wants. And we have two houses of Congress that don't enforce him to follow the Constitution. It's so crazy. It just was interesting that Glenn was talking about this Battle of Athens and the ballot box, which is what it's about. And you can go back and look through the archives of American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, and you'll see we discussed the Battle of Athens on several occasions because it's true. If you don't protect the ballot box, you don't have an election. The ballot box is so corrupt today in the United States of America that we don't have the representation of our choice. I truly believe if we would have had honest elections in this past, I don't believe Obama would be the president right now, and of course we'd go back to his eligibility as another piece of that. But even if you get past the eligibility, I believe if we actually had an honest election this last time, he would not be the president either. All the different things that happened with destroying votes, ballots from the service people, and these types of things, or military, all the things that happened there, and the corruption of the electronic machines. It's just nobody should truly believe we have the representation of our choice. I will continue to participate in the process as much as I can, but until we clean up the elections, truthfully, it's not who I vote for. What's that expression? It's not how you vote, it's who counts the vote or something to that effect. Because right now the votes get counted so corrupt, it's not funny. But I did find it interesting that Glenn Beck was talking about the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, and if you're not familiar with it, you should do a search on it, Battle of Athens, Tennessee. You can go out to a couple of sites, and there's some videos and some history on it, and it's really interesting because they were not going to allow the ballot box to be corrupted. They protected that ballot box, and we need to do that too. Then there was another thing on John Stossel had this thing on over the weekend about the Libertarian Party or. Wasn't specifically about the Libertarian Party, but it was kind of getting to that, what's happening in the parties today, and how many people are moving over to the Libertarian Party, You had Ron Paul on and a few others. And the Libertarian Party is truly taking hold. People are so disgusted with what the Republican Party has become that they're looking for a party that truly believes in the Constitution, that truly believes in limited government. The Libertarian Party in the past has been, to me, a little bit too extreme on some things, because they didn't believe in any government. But now it truly seems like the Libertarian Party is becoming more of what the Republican Party used to be. So I do think we're going to see some major shifts. The sad part is, because the Republican Party continues on its merry way to trash the Tea Partiers and to promote bigger government, to promote a progressive agenda, what will probably most likely happen in 2016 is there's going to be that split. There's going to be a massive split because of what's happening in the Republican Party today, and that will be to the advantage of the true progressive party known as the Democrats today. So that's kind of a sad thing, but we've got to keep moving to get more people over. Personally, I don't believe in any of the parties. I am a no-party affiliate. But the main thing is you've got to abandon the Democrat Party and the Republican Party. And there's people from both sides going into the Libertarian Party because they're both disgusted with what the parties have become. The next thing, I don't know that we'll talk about it tonight, but we'll definitely be talking about it. The difference of being a serf, serfdom, or being an American, and what's happening to us, Obamacare being the perfect example of it. And that's why I was calling the show The Second American Revolution, Freedom or Communism, and then on the Road to Communism. Because we really have to admit that that's where we are. The sooner Americans face the fact and admit that our country is being totally taken over by a communist mentality, then we can do something to stop it. And I believe we're kind of getting there, but people have to understand Obamacare, socialized medicine, is one of the biggest deals when it comes to communism. And we had a little bit of a discussion one of the shows last week, socialism versus communism. I don't like either one of them, but I tend to think we are getting closer and closer to the communism, and some want to kind of deviate, saying we're at socialism and then communism. And there are some technical difficulties, differences, but it all leads to the same thing. It's total takeover, government control over your life, and that is totally not what America is about. So we have to realize what communism is and then look around and see where the communism has popped up all over and taken away our rights. Now, let's see here. I see a couple of you out there. In the queue, and I see a couple, I see Dan there, Granny Taft, out there in the chat room, so I'm sure she'll be joining a little bit later. When she's ready, she'll hit the button and let me know. And if anyone else wants to speak on the air, please feel free to hit the button and join. I see Mr. Quine out there as well, along with a couple others. So if you have anything you want to share tonight, please feel free to do so. If you have any comments on the criminal notaries in Florida, please feel free to share that as well. And then getting back into what we are with the communism. We have to face the fact Common Core is communism. I heard something on one of the shows just recently trying to say, well, education, Common Core is still at the state level. And, you know, there's a certain element of truth to that, but there's also a certain amount of falsehood because when you participate in these programs, you get federal dollars. If we could get back to what a state is versus what the federal government is, we might be able to get back to that. But right now, it's the federal government in its attempt to take over, to destroy the meaning of a state, a sovereign state, they keep waving the money out in front, and they go in and give it. And as soon as when they give that money to the states, the state is on the hook. And it was kind of interesting because it was the governor from Ohio, Kasich, who was out there talking about this too, how he felt like he was taking, when it came to Medicaid, the Obamacare stuff, Medicaid, he felt like he was doing the right thing by taking the federal government from money for Medicaid because he felt like he was getting his money back. I don't know if I totally agree with him, and yet I've really liked him in the past as being a very conservative person. And things are doing better in Ohio than what they were. I don't know. I don't remember what kind of damage was in Ohio from these storms. Most of it was in the Illinois area. But anyway, he was out there on one of the talk shows talking about why he did this, and he was justifying it. I don't know. I think when the states keep surrendering their rights to the federal government for these kind of things, I think it destroys the sovereignty of the state. And that's what the federal government wants to do. The progressive liberals believe in communism, not individual sovereignty, not the sovereignty of the individual citizen, citizen sovereignty, whichever way you want to call it. And some say it's a buzzword for terrorism. If you want to be a sovereign citizen, you're somehow a terrorist, which is totally the opposite. I don't understand why they go this route. It doesn't make any sense to me because they're doing just the opposite. You surrender the rights of the state. You're surrendering the rights of the people to a central government. A central government is a bigger government. Remember all the things we said that we weren't supposed to be? We're supposed to be limited government, smaller government, more individual freedom, more individual responsibility. That's what we're supposed to be. Well, when the states keep surrendering their rights to the federal government, we only become more communistic. We have a bigger central government controlling everything. I don't see where the confusion is on that. Well, what part of that don't people understand? We are supposed to be a sovereign nation of many sovereign states. The states are united states under this one federal government to do things at the at that federal level for national defense and national security, those kind of things. It was not for the intention to go out there and be a communist society. It's not to have a king. That's not what we're supposed to be about. Obama has overstepped the boundaries of his presidency. And, the only way I see anything happening, I'm trying to figure out how it's going to happen, to do something to rein in this control. I mean, the Constitution limits the powers of the presidency, but no one's following it. What difference does it make? What difference does it make to have a Constitution if nobody follows it? So what are we going to do, and how do we get that control? I mean, the same was true. Remember, there used to not be any term limits for the presidency, but then after Roosevelt was in there and trying to become King Routine, they came up and they passed a law or an amendment to stop that the presidency could only have two terms, which is what it should be. And that's what it should be for these other offices. But we truly need to define more, because two terms here, two terms there, that's two terms, let's see, six and six is 12 plus four, that's, you got 16 years right there. 16 years is way too many years for anybody to be in public office. They gain much too power and too much control. So we've got to do something about that. And let's see, what else here? As I go through why we are turning into communism. Let me finish what I started to say on the other. I'm having one of those days today. Having a senior moment. The thing is, when it comes to the likes of what President Obama is doing, now, obviously, if you had two Republican houses, you could pass a law that would say the president's not allowed to go out there and make their own laws, and that their job is to execute laws, kind of like what the Constitution says, but no one does. They could do that, except, of course, the president would never be signing on to it. I'm not sure how you make that change. And then, of course, if you have Republicans all the way around, Democrats all the way around, none of them are going to do anything to stop the power of the president, because if they don't get to do what they want to do, then they just go out there and bypass it. So, I mean, when you think about what it means to our Constitution and what's happening to it, it's been trashed. It has been trashed, and King Obama, and, you know, the presidents in the last, I don't know how many decades here, they have overextended the use of executive power. You know, the executive order is there for a reason. It makes sense. I understand, but it's way out of control. It now truly makes any president a king, because they can do whatever they want regardless of what Congress says. What Congress says means nothing. And that's what's going to happen with this amnesty. Well, we better be out there really fighting the amnesty issue here, people. You know, Boehner, Bonehead, whichever way you like to say it, Speaker of the House has said he is not going to enter into any kind of conference with the Senate on their S-744 bill for amnesty. Not going to happen. That's the way it should be. They've already gotten the flaws out there about amnesty and border security if they would execute them. So we've got to realize that we've got that going on with the amnesty. But when you have a president who says, well, if Congress isn't going to do it, I'm just going to ignore them and I'm going to make my own laws. Because that's what he's doing. He's making his own laws. So what do you think it is when one person controls everything? Let's talk about communism again, people. One person dictating what everybody's going to do. A dictatorship, King Obama, who thinks he has the right. And we have two houses of Congress that keep saying, yeah, I guess he does have the right. He can do what he feels like. There's something wrong there. There's something seriously wrong with what is happening with these executive orders. And it's going to happen with the amnesty thing, too. And I'll tell you, you know, that Obama, he's determined to destroy this country, and he'll do whatever it takes. He doesn't care what it takes to destroy this country. So if going out there and doing his own executive order for amnesty is what he tries to pull, and then he starts some kind of a civil war, he'll be happy. That's what he wants. We shouldn't go that route. But at the same time, we've got to have somebody do something about what this president is doing. He's out of control. And so is Congress, as far as that goes. Let's see here. So anyway, we've got to do something to stop that. We've got to do something to stop King Obama, to start making the president do as the president is supposed to do. He doesn't. He totally trashes our Constitution and does whatever he feels like because of the primarily those in the Senate who allow him to get away with this stuff. Let's see. The other, as we talk about the various things that take us down the road to communism, let's talk about amnesty. Amnesty is the illegal invasion of America. That's what it is. And it's massive. If you haven't seen or heard Dennis Michael Lynch's information, they come to America, is the true cost of amnesty. Go out there and watch it. It's about an hour and a half, I think, around 45 minutes. And he shows you what's going on that southern border. But he also says that's not the only piece of it. But there is massive invasion at that southern border, and these people are totally failing to do their job at every level. The presidency and the two houses of Congress totally failing to secure the border. And just this past week, he was on one of the shows, and he was showing you can go to the Border Patrol station where Brian Terry was killed, the one Border Patrol was killed, and you will see 200 Border Patrol trucks just sitting in the parking lot. Nobody guarding that border. And they're going to try and push amnesty through while they're doing this crap. We cannot let it happen. We cannot let it happen. The other thing, and I touched a little bit about on it, is Common Core. Common Core is teaching communism. On the road to American communism, Common Core is teaching communism. It teaches communism is good, and it's the indoctrination of America's children of the core. That's what we should be calling them, children of the core. Literally telling them that our Constitution and those rights, that's trash. That's bad. We don't need a Second Amendment. That's bad. This is what's being taught to children. And you should work for the government. The government will tell you what you're allowed to do. Depend on the government. Surrender your rights to the government. That is exactly what it is. So here we're indoctrinating, brainwashing the younger generation, the youth. And it all started with a couple of generations back where public education started the dumbing down of Americans. Instead of, as Ron Paul talks about, Common Core is to teach the individual how to stay in a box. You're going to be trained. I've used the expression trained versus educated. You're going to be trained on how you're going to behave and what you're going to do in the society versus being educated, which is how to think, how to learn things and stuff like that. There's definitely a difference. Now, kind of like socialism and communism, some things, there's some overlap and whatever, but ultimately Common Core is training a child on how they will behave in the society versus educating how to think outside the box, how to come up with new ideas, how to understand the world around you, how to invent and be able to improve the world around you. Instead, you're going to be a serf, a puppet, of what whatever government, whatever King Obama tells you to do. May not be King Obama, but then again it may, because if he has his way, he'll change it so he can stay in there a while longer, even though luckily his Obamacare has been such a disaster that even his side doesn't care too much for him. The other thing is the One World Order, New World Order, One World Government, globalization, Agenda 21, sustainable development, all these different things you hear out there. This is to say that the United States is not going to be a sovereign nation. We're going to do what the world tells us to do. We are going to be under the control and the dictate of the United Nations. This is happening all over this country, too. Communism, people. What is communism? Are we not on the road to communism? Please understand communism. That's what it is. And if we don't do something to stop it, we will be there. Well, we're close there. We're moving ever so close every day, but we can still derail this communist takeover once we understand it's there and once we accept the fact it's there. 9/11's real. Communism is real. Communism in America is real. You know, Queen Nancy out there, she would always put herself above. And, of course, she'll never have to follow the dictates of what anybody else is saying because she's Queen Nancy. However, she's perfectly happy to go out there and say the government's going to take care of you and tell you what kind of health care you get and that food stamps are much better for you. The government will give you so much money for food stamps and tell you how much you can eat. And then the government's going to tell you, unemployment's good. Unemployment's good for the economy. So we're going to give you some more money to sit there and do nothing, while we totally manipulate you into a dependency on the government, so you will have no choice but to do what the government tells you to do. You cannot act individually or independently. You will be in total control of the government. That's what Queen Nancy's trying to do. Just listen to her garbage over the weekend. That was terrible. Like, oh, my Lord. And, of course, she makes sure she says, affordable health care. The Affordable Health Care Act, I don't call it the other name, the Affordable Health Care Act, and it's to make sure everybody has affordable health care. And, yes, it did say that you could be grandfathered in if you had this and tell the law and this and that. Oh, my Lord. You know, these people only had to have the same insurance that they're trying to push everybody else on. But, again, they keep treating themselves like nobility. Our government is not supposed to be nobility. They are not supposed to be the elitists that they have become. Every time we talk about cutting expenses, first place we should go is looking at their benefits, cutting the money and the pensions these people get because they are way overpaid. They're way overpaid. They don't do their job. They are totally derelict in their duties. They violate their fiduciary duties to the people because they're supposed to be representing us, not themselves, not their own personal interests, but that's what they end up doing. It's disgusting. Okay, and then, one world government. So here we go, Common Core, brainwashing the children, turning them and teaching them communism is the way to go. Amnesty, illegal invasion of America. One world order, we no longer have any sovereignty. The sovereignty of the United States goes away. We are now under the control of the United Nations, who does not believe in any kind of freedom or personal property. Obamacare, government control of health care. Surrendering your rights to your health care. It doesn't get much more anti-American, anti-Constitution than that. And I don't care what those idiots on the Supreme Court said. We all know Rogers had to have been bought and paid for something. Something else happened for that guy to go and do as he did. And today there was something. What was it today? The NSA. Today the Supreme Court refused to hear the case regarding the NSA. Now, what does that tell you about the Supreme Court? It, too, is out of control. It, too, has lost its way big time. And so, the NSA is going to continue, because it refused to hear the case, the NSA is going to continue, is continuing or is allowed to continue to monitor the private communications of Americans. Un-American, totally anti-constitutional, but look what the nine idiots in that Supreme Court did. It's so disgusting and so outrageous. What constitution are these people looking at? We know the old lady doesn't believe in the Constitution, so she shredded it a long time ago, and she doesn't use it for anything. She just decides what she feels like on any case, so she doesn't, and she shouldn't even be there. And the same is true for the Supreme Court justices. They should not be elected, but they should not be there for life either. And I don't know whether the magic number is 4 or 6 years, but it's either one of those, either every 4 years or every 6 years, they cannot stay beyond 4 or 6 years. They are too entrenched, and they are. It's too easy for them to forget what they're supposed to be there for. Rogers, how long has Rogers been there? He's definitely lost his way. So we got to do something. Did I say Rogers or Roberts, whatever his name is? The guy who's over the Supreme Court these days, Roberts. The next thing is takeover of the public airwaves. Now, you don't hear a lot being said about this, but it's happening out there, and I see it little by little, and we talked about this when American Statesman Blog Talk Radio started a couple years ago. We talked about this quite often. We talked about how the public airwaves, the communications, the networks, radio stations, how they're all going to be merged into one. And you see it all over the place out there. And now I'm seeing CBS being advertised, not advertised, but CBS 60 Minutes is now on MSNBC, CNBC. So what is a CBS product and show is now part of NBC. There's something very bizarre when you're having these different networks, broadcast companies, merging together in this weird way. They're not merging in the sense of a public merger per se. Clear Channel did that. And in the radio shows, the radio networks, there's been a lot of that going on. But you haven't seen that as close really happening in the network broadcasting, television broadcasting. But they're also doing this other game where they're all sharing information back and forth to the point that they're all one big network, that it's really all the same. And when I talk to people and I say, that, God, that's so bad, that's dangerous, and I can't tell you how many people look at me and it's like, huh, what's the big deal? How many Americans do not understand or appreciate what it really means to have censorship? When you have only a few controlling the public message, that's censorship. And there again, it leads to this communism we're talking about. When you control the message, when you no longer have a true freedom of the press, and that is happening, and I'm just telling you, if you watch cable news, watch the local, whatever, look how much these are merging into one. You see people, commentators bouncing around back and forth between all of them, or whoever, they were an anchor over this one, now they're an anchor over here, and I guess to some degree people change jobs, not such a big deal there. But when you see a broadcast, like a CBS broadcast, totally being broadcast on NBC, there's something happening. There's a merger going on here, and I've seen the same thing with Fox News and the CNN, MSNBC, how they merge this information together. And I can't stress enough, to control the message is another critical piece to communism and controlling the society. You're going to get, the government's going to determine what you need to know. Public-private partnerships, the government is going to determine what you're allowed to know, what you're allowed to do. Totally communistic takeover. And, you know, if you feel like what I'm saying makes me some kind of a conspiracy loon, whatever, go out there and study communism. Take a look around. Try to remember what your rights were at one point. Depending on how old you are, you may not realize you ever had any rights. Look what they're trying to do with gun control. They're taking your rights away everywhere you go. The other thing is the right to own private property. If you do not have the right to own private property, you don't have any freedom or liberty. It's that simple. It is tied hand in hand. And there was a day, there was a time, when only people who owned property were allowed to vote. These were all things we said were not right. Individual freedom. And you, just because you had more money did not give you the right to totally stop anyone else from owning property. And that's what it was has made us so unique. That's why at one point in time we had the largest middle class in the world. I don't know if that's really true anymore. It may still be true because other worlds are still pretty screwed up. But the middle class is being destroyed in this country. And it's the middle class that made us so strong. It wasn't the extreme of either side. But they're destroying the middle class because they want to convert us to a bunch of serfs. The progressive liberal on both sides of the aisle, they're both doing it. King Obama, the whole thing is to convert this country into communism, and we the people become we the serfs. We the sheeple. It's the way it is. So just keep remembering, try to study more about what communism is for so many who don't even think about it. We've got to get people engaged in understanding communism can happen. 9/11 happened. Communism can happen, too, if we sit on the sidelines and let it. The other, let's see here. I have not checked in that chat room. Well, damn that Granny Taft, she's being quiet tonight. I don't see any comments out there in that chat room from her. She's not quite, there she goes. She's ready to join. I'll get her in just 1 minute. Excuse me. The two other things I was going to mention as keynotes on communism is, as I said, no right to own private property. That includes no right to own personal transportation. They're going to control your transportation. They're going to control where you go and when you get there, how you get there, and these types of things. A bicycle might be your best option. Your personal automobile will be replaced with a bicycle. And major way to control the people, control the masses. And national monuments under the control of the United Nations. So many people don't understand that they've literally sold off our national monuments to the United Nations, that we don't even own them anymore. Or in how they are pushing communism, making us one world order, global world order, all this other craziness that is not America. The fall of America, it's America on the road to communism. That is where we are at. And I talked earlier about the totally corrupt ballot box, and I was talking about that when I talked about the Battle of Athens. So let's go ahead and get Ms. Texas in here.
Hi, Miss Allie.
Hello. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm okay. Hi, everybody out there listening. Well, you know, I've been thinking about something. You was talking about, well, Nancy Pelosi. I made myself listen Sunday. I forget the guy's name, the premature gray-headed guy. He's not too bad. And I made myself listen to the program. But I couldn't stand to look at it because her and her bad eyes are just, you know, that whoever did her plastic surgery screwed her up big time. I mean, she's like Liberace was. They made her eyes so big she'll never be able to sleep with them closed anymore. So, anyway, it's a lost subject. But
but it's a valid point. Her plastic surgery does, Anyway,
I made myself listen, and I started asking myself some questions. Okay, her response, the guy was trying to pin her down as far as Obama and his screw up on this, you know, on this health care, and she wouldn't answer the question. But it's all about trying to. Oh, she says, so you don't want people who don't have health insurance to have health insurance. And I'm going, the people we're talking about that don't have health insurance are going to be the kids that work or high schoolers that do not have the education to get a decent job to where they can have health insurance, which was what it was when I was a kid. Or is she talking about the illegal immigrants that we are already paying out Medicare, Medicaid for. They qualify for Medicaid. It's taken me a long time to get that figured out, but I finally did. And they're getting Medicaid, which our tax dollars are paying for. They're getting free insurance per se because they go to the hospital, and the hospital has to take them in, and therefore they don't pay the hospital bill, so you can't do anything but call that free health care, right?
That's right. Looks like it to me.
And the government says hospitals can't turn them away. They have got to treat them. So they're getting free health care. But my question is, they're not, my answer is, and a lot of people don't stop and think about this, they're not concerned about people that don't have health care out there. They're concerned about the illegal immigrant and his voting rights. And in somewhere, I bet you 10 to 1, somewhere in this health care thing, they are going to manage to throw in that the illegal immigrant, once they sign up for health care, get signed up for health care, if they pass a background check, and I don't even know if that would be thrown in, that they're going to have the right to vote.
You know it's all a big scam. Anything to do with the immigration and the illegal immigrants, everything to do with it is the biggest scam. Something else, I sent an email out earlier today, and this is something I just found out yesterday. The Virgin Islands, and you know it's a U.S. territory, however, they're not quite in the same. They don't have to follow the same laws and whatever. It's part of U.S. territory, but they do their own thing. However, they have the rights to participate in Obamacare, so now they're signing up for Medicaid as well. So now we get to pay for Medicaid for the Virgin Islands.
And I think that was a little something that we were never told.
Exactly, of course. It's all the sleaziness of the Nancy Pelosi's out there. They don't care about people. If this is all a big game to them, they don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about the people. It's one of the biggest frauds I think that's ever been. It probably is the world's largest fraud scam ever done, these people in public office in the United States of America.
Well, I tell you what, I'm tongue-tied because I can't make up. My question is, why can't we impeach this man? What is the holdup? What is the holdup on impeaching this man? How can people who lie to people, Ponzi schemes and all that, which is basically what he's putting on to the U.S. citizen, is a Ponzi scheme, and if they get caught, they go to jail. But we've got a president who is being allowed to get away with this, and we've got people we've elected, and we've said this a thousand times. We put our faith in them. We trusted them. We went to the poll. They were good guys, just like John Cornyn right now, who's running for Senate. Oh, he's sending me email after email telling me what he voted for and telling me what he voted against. But he's not sending me emails telling me about the other stuff that is not on the news media, and what he voted for that he should have voted against. So this is all an election. This thing is an election to get the illegal immigrant vote, and I didn't know damn illegal immigrant to vote in the first damn place.
Well, and the same kind of goes back with corporations funding campaigns. Wait a minute, a corporation is a human. No, a corporation is not a human. They have no voting rights, and they shouldn't be given all these other rights the Supreme Court gave them. That was whatever that one group was. I can't remember now, but that one decision. To go and empower a corporation to control an election is outrageous. And we've got to, this is why I say the ballot box is totally corrupt. We don't elect anybody. We it's not the representation of our choice. And when it comes to why isn't he being impeached, Because we have the people that are in Congress are so illegal and corrupt, to, you know, they're so corrupt, too. How are you going to have the chicken guarding the fox guarding the hen house routine? And that's what it is right now. These people, they don't want to impeach a president, even though they know what he's doing wrong. They don't have the backbone to do it. They're too corrupt themselves.
Well, you just hit the nail right square on the head, as usual. Like you said, more people are joining the Libertarian Party. I don't know that I'll ever be one of those, and only because it's kind of like I know what their feathers look like prior to all of this, and my question is, can they change or will they change or would this just be a change in order to get what they want like everybody else has done to us?
Well, and I totally agree. If you go back to what the core of the Libertarian Party is or was, because they truly believe in really almost no government. They don't believe in much of anything when it comes to that. And I think that's to the extreme. So I guess what I'd like to see, what is the Libertarian Party platform of the hour? Because they all change their platform, so none of them are what they were supposed to be. So what is the platform that they claim they are going? And because there is this shift from the GOP, everybody's looking for some other solution. Everybody wants to go someplace else because they can't stand what the Democrats or the Republicans have become. So they're looking for another alternative. With me, I keep leaning towards the constitutionalists. Let's look at the Constitution and see what are we supposed to be doing here? What is wrong with governing from the Constitution? Which, for those of you who saw my email that I sent to Bill O'Reilly, I never heard anything about it. Gosh, I'm surprised. I mean,
he said something on Jay Leno last night, though, that blew me away, and I just caught it in passing because I normally don't pay attention to him either. He's another fruitcake, you know, especially also because of the book he wrote. But he said people were upset about this Obamacare thing because we don't need a nanny government. We don't need to be told what insurance we need to buy. We don't need to be told what doctors to go to, and that the American people don't want to be treated as a bunch of kids. That's the first logical thing I've heard come out of that man's mouth.
Well,
you know, I had
once
yeah, right. I had to stop and take pause to that one because I'm going, did I really hear what I just heard?
Well, and you know, Bill O'Reilly, when he first came on Fox News years ago, I remember he was much more aggressive and what do you want to call it, feisty, whatever you want to, and said a lot more. Now he's out there it's like a game anymore, and God, he said that stupid game. I would never. I got so sick of watching this. He wouldn't ask intelligent questions. They asked some stupid question, and whatever. It was just a dumb game. I haven't seen that in a while. Hopefully, he got rid of that. But then again, I don't watch his whole show very much either. So, but I hear him out. He's one of those who goes out there, and some of them on the right are, you know, pounding the Tea Party. If the Tea Party's wrong and this and that, it's like, well, if you're truly a Tea Partier. And I consider myself to be an authentic Tea Partier, which means I don't care about stinking political parties. It means I care about the Constitution and the role of government and what we're supposed to be as the United States of America. They go out there trying to trash these people, and I'm like, "What? He doesn't know what he's talking about. Why are you trashing people who believe in the Constitution? Come on, Bill, you want to go out there and say you don't believe in the Constitution? Is that what you're saying?"
Well,
and I mean, there's times when he says, "Yeah, go ahead."
That's what he's saying. But I'm going to take it back. It is what he is saying to get to stay on the good side of Obama. That's what he's saying.
Whatever side of Obama he's trying, yeah. I mean, he claims to be an independent, which maybe he is in the technical sense.
Well, maybe when he flees.
But the games that get played on every other side. And, I mean, I've also heard him say, and to I don't totally disagree, he talks about we have a society that's being more and more dependent on government, we seem to be wanting to be that way. Well, it's not a matter of wanting as much as been brainwashed to be that way. That's what we've become because of all these crazy programs, because of the craziness of what goes on at the state and local and federal level. People don't know what you're supposed to be as an American anymore. What's an American? A serf? Or a sheeple? I mean, that's so he goes up and he says that our country is changing, and he thinks that's what people want to change. I don't think it's what people want to change. I think it's what they've been brainwashed into changing and don't know the difference between freedom and communism or anything else. What was the other thing I was going to mention on here? Let's see, well, I mentioned that thing with the Virgin Islands. Well, that really got me, too, the Virgin Islands thing. I mean, to think that now we're going to pay for Medicaid for those in the Virgin Islands. Where do they think this money's coming from? Yeah.
Well, he's giving part of California off to the communists. I mean, off to China. He could do any damn thing he wants to, and people will not believe me when I tell them he did that.
Oh yeah. Oh, it was Alaskan Islands. He's given to Russia.
Right. Well, he's given the Alaskan Islands to Russia. He's given an eminent domain to China. They can go in there and do anything they want to as long as they don't fire a damn missile at us. Now, you tell me.
Exactly. We're giving up our rights to China.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable the destruction. And yet these people that are in public office in D.C. don't seem to do squat about it.
But then again, they just sit there and go along with it.
Yeah.
You know, the question here is, did China turn around and say, well, you haven't been able to make a payment on your debt, so it's time we want to collect? I mean...
Well, and right now... and right now, there's... who knows? We have no idea. We truly have no idea whether they've paid the debt to China or not.
Well, no, they haven't paid the debt to China. They're just keeping money.
They didn't pay no debt. I think they do pay something on it. They pay the interest. They don't pay the debt. They pay the interest.
Well, that's like robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Well,
you know,
the fact is,
because
if you didn't
to print
pay
the
money, owing more because of the interest. I mean, I know in my own case, if I have a credit card and I don't pay it, the interest gets higher and the debt gets higher.
Right.
If I don't pay it,
exactly.
If I pay off the interest, I still have the same debt, but at least I don't have any more. If you don't
right.
pay part of the principal, then, you know, so.
Right.
So right now, do we know that they're paying? I am under the impression they pretend or act like they pay something to the interest on the debt, but I don't know that they pay anything. Who knows?
Well, I don't think they have. I think they're just biding their time. Obama is biding his time because he wants a Muslim country. He wants to make us part of the Muslim Brotherhood. And that's what he's working on, and he doesn't care about anything else.
No, he doesn't. Really
and he
doesn't.
Thought he would have accomplished it with his Obamacare, but this has blown up in his face. And I'm just holding my breath to see whether or not Banger, whatever his name is, if he still has guts enough to stick to what he said and that he is not going to pass what you say. He's not going to hold any meetings on the amnesty, just like the Senate doesn't pass the bills through, like, for a vote. He finally woke
right,
up. Somebody
go to
said,
conference.
Yeah, somebody finally told him, well, why don't you do what they're doing? And he said, no, why didn't you tell me that before? I could have already been doing it. I wouldn't look so bad. You know what I'm doing? I'm imitating him crying. Sorry about that.
Yeah, why didn't you tell me? He is pathetic. I'm telling you, when I see the likes of him and I'm like, this is the Republican Party doing this and they want to know why people are fed up with the Republican Party. Oh,
well, I don't mind a man that cries. And if they mean it, but I've come to realize that you remember the old saying, crocodile tears?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what his tears meant, too, was crocodile tears, because they were really meant for show. They weren't meant for gratification. That was just to make everybody feel good, because they broke down and voted for him. And they kept him in. They did not want him in. And the rest of the Republican Party didn't want him in. But somebody, one of them that was leaving, got up and did their little thing and said, you will put him in, because I've run the show for so long. This is what you're going to do. Probably Charlie could bring me up to date on that. I can't ever remember specifics, but I remember that being said, because I was checked into and was so upset because that man got put back in as Speaker of the House, or got elected as Speaker of the House.
You just, again, it's amazing. And to know that the elections are corrupt, so the people who end up in office aren't necessarily who we voted in because the system is so corrupt. But then once they get in there, and you just, when you see Boehner in there a second time around, it's like, oh, this makes no sense. What is going on with these people? I don't understand them at all. Can't be this nuts, can they? There was something, let's see if I can find this one. You know, the TPP, the Trans Partnership, whatever it is, Trans-Pacific Partnership. This is like the NAFTA on steroids is the way they refer to it.
Yeah.
We've got Marco Rubio out there promoting that, and he's out there pushing Obama to let Mexico and Canada be in this thing. Massive promotion of that thing. And in one of those same articles, if I can find it, which is a big if in this crazy email that I've got, there's something out there with Rubio. Part of his amnesty garbage, if somebody is here, they get a PhD here, they are given a permanent green card, permanent status or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is another one of his stupid things.
Yeah.
And again, this is what the Republican Party is promoting, wanting him to, you know, how they're still focusing on him as one of the major VP candidates. And he's out there pushing the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, TPP is the way people call it. And he was in, I'm trying to see, I'll give me the exact. This is another one of these deals. Like, what are these people doing? What, they're destroying this country every which way they can. I did call, for those who will find it interesting or not, I did call Rubio's office. And I said, you know, if he likes communism so much, why doesn't he go back to Cuba? I mean, everything this guy...
Oh, you're so good.
Again, I said, he seems to like what everything he does. More and more, the more you watch of Rubio, Marco Rubio, the more you realize he's a communist himself. If he wants communism so bad, go back to Cuba. Why stay here?
Oh.
Don't go and try and convert America to communism. Go back to Cuba.
Well, they've all been indoctrinated. They've all been promised that if they do this and they bring us over into communism, make us a part. I don't know that they realize that Obama wants us into the Muslim Brotherhood. I'm kind of afraid to let myself think that far ahead, because then I'm really going to get mad. But they've been indoctrinated. If they do this, they're going to get X amount of dollars. They're going to get this position. They're going to get this amount of land. There is something in it. They're not doing this for their health. There is something being given to them, sold to them. I don't know how to say it, but I just know that it's smoking and roses, you know. That's not the least there.
I know what you're meaning.
Be good.
It's a bunch of BS is what it is.
Exactly.
Smoke-filled rooms.
Yeah, I was trying to make a sales here as a silk purse or some such stuff as that.
Yeah, but it is. It's all this... That's like communism, people. Communism. You got to face up to what's happening and do something to stop it. Stop ignoring it and pretending it's not happening.
Well, if you do not know what communism is, don't listen to PBS. Don't depend on PBS. Don't be lazy and just go to PBS and switch over, because PBS is now a part of the problem. Go to not a history channel, not a channel that was written by some author that you've never heard of before. Go to a channel that makes some sense and has some following behind it, and educate yourself as to fact the communists are the ones who killed a lot of German people, a lot of Italian people, a lot of English people, and it was communism. And if you think communism is so great, then go dig a hole in your backyard and start eating worms and come back and tell us about it.
That's exactly it. People, there's some guy out there who I think it was a student, was saying that we're losing America. And it's the most basic of basic lessons. You don't know what you have until you don't have it anymore. You won't miss it until you don't have it. And that's what's going to happen here if people don't wake up to see how their rights are being taken away little by little. And if you truly, and maybe this goes back to some of the things Thomas Pastore was saying and some of the others, like what's going to end up happening is we're going to be a divided, the United States will be divided. There'll be a communist side and there's going to be a free side. How that all ends up working out, I don't know. But in the Northeast, it's definitely going to be the communists. So they're the ones who seem to promote it. And I'll never for the life of me understand how that can happen. When you think it was the Northeast is where we all, you know, the 13 original colonies and all this, and you think about where all the fighting, you know.
Okay,
so
you have to remember now, you're talking to a Southerner.
Well, Philadelphia, I believe, is where a lot of the stuff happened.
Actually, it did. But you see, there's something wrong with the picture, and I'm going to tell you, this picture that I have a problem with is when I go to Philadelphia, and I told you this before, I go to Philadelphia on a vacation with a friend of mine, and I walk into a store in Philadelphia. It's a tourist place that gives tourists. And I go in there. I'm from the South, and we're having this fight again trying to be able to play the Dixie and to display the rebel flag. And they don't want us to do it. Now, there is something wrong when I can't walk in to a store in the state of Texas and buy a rebel flag and display it at my house. But it might hurt somebody's feelings. Doesn't matter if it hurts my feelings because I can't do it, but it may hurt somebody else's feelings. So we came up with a brilliant deduction, or I did. No, someone else did. I can't take credit for it. We have a solution to the whole problem. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Put up a fence along the Mason-Dixon line. anyone north of the Mississippi, goes to Obama.
Well, let's see. I mean, east of the Mississippi.
Anyone south, we're independent. And that would solve this whole damn problem. That was a pretty good solution, Mom.
Well, I'll have to think about that for a few minutes.
The problem, host, is you're a white female. Flycatch, we didn't know you were anything like that. We thought you were a good guy. I'm not a host, but I'm going to tell you what. I take exception to that.
The problem host is your white female.
And he says the southern states are all turning brown. Well, I'm going to tell you the problem with that. Now, you're going to get me wound up, and you just succeeded. The problem with that fly is that all those white people up in the northern states up there, they didn't understand what was going on down here, so now they're fighting to bring all these brown-skinned people in here and making it illegal. And if they had had any sense, they'd have talked to some of us down here, and we would have told them the truth about it. But they didn't want to hear it.
Well, now, depending on what you're calling the color of the skin, because I'm telling you, right now, as a culture, the European white, the bright white, if you want to call it that, the European white are vanishing. It's being taken over by Latinos, Muslim Brotherhood, and every other kind of ethnic, and of course, well, the blacks as well. But truthfully, the black population isn't growing nearly as much as the Latino and the Muslim Brotherhood and the Islamists and the Middle Eastern and the Indians from India and all this other stuff. So when it comes to the color is changing all over the place here. And the truth of the matter is, if you're a European American, You're the trash of the society. You don't get anything. You're supposed to pay for everything, and you're not supposed to have any rights. Just like right now in South Dakota, they can't say the Pledge of Allegiance in a class because they don't have time and because it offends somebody. I'm sorry, that's ridiculous.
Well,
that's
the way they feel up there because that's the northern way of doing things. In other words, I'm really sounding prejudiced on this, and I really don't want to because I'm really not. But we're tired. The people that have common sense, seems that there's more of us down here in the South because we've been there, done that. People up north haven't been there, done that. They don't know that much about it.
I'm not really sure. I totally agree with that.
I know you don't agree with me, and that's okay, but if he's going to do that kind of stuff, I'm going to get back at him.
I live in Florida, and Florida is a melting pot from all over the place.
Well, you're considered South. I don't want to hear any more about that. You're trying to be politically correct, and I don't go for it.
The fact is, you talk about a melting pot. How many people are here from the Northeast come down to Florida? And then also we've had plenty of Cubans coming over.
Well, that's the problem. You got the Yankees down there.
You'd be surprised how many are from the Northeast. The joke was, save the South.
I wouldn't.
Five.
But that's the problem you got. You got Cubans over there. And
Mexicans, got Puerto Ricans, got Cubans.
Well, amounts to the same thing. Brown skin. He said brown skin. He didn't say which nationality. And I was answering to that.
Yeah, I was saying there's the Muslim Brotherhood that are crossing over that southern border.
Yeah, they're not brown skin. They're black.
I don't know. Well, I guess it all depends on what you call different colored skins. I don't know.
Yeah, that's it.
All I know is the white Europeans are the ones that are disappearing. that's the population that's dying out.
Well, I'm not European anymore. I'm English, so that doesn't make me a European anymore.
Well, no. Talking in generalities. White skin. I'm just trying to be funny here.
I know.
I'm not saying anything. Come on, Flycatch. You better help us out here. But anyway, we are changing. Look at what Louisiana with all the French used to have down there. Look at all the different cultures that were in Louisiana at one point and how that.
Well, there's still
anyway,
a lot of different cultures
sure.
in Louisiana. But the thing is, in Louisiana, how do I say this? You have to get that. I have a lady in group with me, okay, and I keep going back to this, but I got to say it. She's from Louisiana, and I have never met anyone from Louisiana with as bad a disposition and a poor me attitude as this poor woman has got. Now, she's suffering depression. I understand that. But all of the people in Louisiana that I ever met, they're the finest people you could ever run into. And I guarantee you, if the majority of the blacks that were hadn't been put up to what they were put up to during the Martin Luther King days and all that stuff would never happen. And integration would have came. There wouldn't have been all the killings. I'm not saying there wouldn't have been the trouble. I'm not even going to go that way. But it's just a different way of thinking. What is your definition of brown? Mexican? Not really.
Well, that was why I was putting it out there, because brown can mean anything. That's why I was saying that.
I know. Look at that woman that overuses the tanning bed. We're getting way off subject.
I mean, some would call Cubans brown.
You've seen pictures of that woman that way overuses the tanning bed?
We're not going there.
Robert was a black male, and he surrendered. No, I'm fixing to educate you on slavery and who started it and where the word Negro came from. I went brain dead. Name me a Mexican territory besides Mexico. Who were the first ones to enslave the blacks?
It comes right down to it. Blacks here in this country had slaves too.
No, they were brought to this country. They were Spain. The blacks were first enslaved by Spaniards. The American people did not first enslave blacks. They were enslaved by Spaniards. And when the Spaniards came over here, Spaniards, the word for Negro, black in Spain, is Negro. Negra. And that's where the terminology of Negro came from. And the problem is that it was slang, as we know slang. And the problem was that when it became slang and the white people used it, it became derogatory in the blacks' eyes, which I don't blame them. I mean, I'm not going to say I agree with it, but I'm saying I've looked all this up, and this is what I found. And it's on the History Channel teaching you that the Spaniards were the first ones to enslave blacks and use them for slaves and to trade them and to sell them.
Well, there's this one guy who can give a lot of history on the Spanish here in Florida and what the garbage that happened while they were here and how they destroyed just about everything they touched. He can give the full history on the Florida history of the Spanish. Myself, I can't. Flycatcher's out there saying Negro equals black and wrong.
That's
there
right.
Muslim traders. The
in
Muslim
Spanish, that's what it means. Muslims started slavery over in the East, but in America, the Spaniards were the first to bring them to the U.S. colonies.
And I will not argue that point because I really don't know. I haven't looked up that kind of history on it. I just always hear African Americans. So the blacks came over, many of the blacks came from Africa.
Well, they were Spain. It was a country that settled Africa. Spain was the first one. Spain discovered them because it's all over the History Channel. If you watch the History Channel on the weekends, you can get good education out of it.
So
and that's where
Channel
I learned that.
PBS is garbage. You can trust the History Channel, but not PBS.
I don't. Well, on the weekends there's nothing else to do, so I watch PBS. I don't get the History Channel.
No, but I'm saying PBS, the history. You were talking about the history, what they were saying on PBS, not to listen to it. So I'm just qualifying.
No, I'm saying don't make a habit of it because they are in on the deal. But when it comes to, that was not the first time I had heard that. If it had been the first time I'd heard it, But I mentioned that long time ago before I ever heard it on PBS.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, PBS...
And PBS used to be a trusted station.
Right. It used to be one of the most open, non-commercialized, whatever you want to call it.
Exactly. And now it's commercialized, and it is teaching green, and it is doing everything but turning the boat upside down.
Exactly. They are... The flycatchers out there, South America had the largest population of black slaves. South America, like I say, I won't argue that point. I don't claim to be any expert on the black population. Shortage of manpower dictated the use of slavery. I guess, I don't know if you want to talk about how slavery all came about versus paying someone to do a day's work versus owning them.
That's right. It did. That part did fly. You've got that part right. It promoted it because they needed the extra people to bring the crops in.
Let's see. And I'm going more to the fact why you had to own slaves versus hire people to do it.
I'm not. Do what now?
Slavery.
Why am I what on slavery?
Well, today we don't have slavery today. You hire people to do the job.
Right.
You're not allowed to own slaves today.
That's why you go out and get a job.
Well, that's my point. I said in the past they chose to own the slaves. They wouldn't pay someone to do it. They would own the slaves. Why didn't they hire someone to do the work is what I'm saying. Today you're not allowed to own slaves, so you have to hire somebody.
Well, and the other thing is, the part of this history they tell about the South is not all true. They don't tell about the slaves that were well taken care of, that were given land, that were treated like members of their family, that got doctor health care, they got everything they needed. But
well,
they don't want you to know
Washington, that. Washington talks about, or in the discussion, the history of Washington and his slaves, was very much that way. They were part of the family, in a sense, where they were given, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, Washington treated them with the utmost respect and treated them with dignity. They were not treated as property in that same sense, even though technically he had slaves. I know what you're saying there. And it was all
that because the slaves that he was, because he was a northerner, that the people in the South did that and not Washington?
No.
Because he was a northerner?
No, I'm talking about Washington had slaves, and they do talk about the fact that they cared. And as I was about to say, it wouldn't be very smart, it would not be a good investment to have your slaves get sick and die. So you would want to take care of them anyway. That would only make sense. But
well, but there were. I'm not going
to
say there weren't bad people out there.
There's no way we
can say there weren't.
One slave who had her ear cut off. I'd have to go look it up again, but when I was doing some work in Baton Rouge, I went to some of the old plantations around there, and you get the stories of when they cut the ear off this one house. She was a slave, but she was one of the housekeepers. So did that stuff, too.
Well, go ahead. The thing that,
not going to get into too much more slavery here.
I didn't want to get into this. He shouldn't have brought up what he did. It made me think of Philadelphia when I was up there and where it's okay for them to display our flag and to play our song and our music and make money off of it. But it's not okay at our football games to play it. It's not okay to fly the flag here. And I think it's just dead and stinking myself.
Well, we're totally losing what freedom of speech means. We're losing what our total basic, what our rights are. And there's something sick when a public school, a private school has a, if the private school doesn't want to say the Pledge of Allegiance, that's a whole different thing. It's a private school. But when it is a public school in this country and the taxpayers pay for it, they should be required to say the Pledge of Allegiance unless they want to totally get exported out of here and go to Cuba or where, or Mexico or wherever else, if they don't want to be Americans. But if it's a public school, they should be saying the Pledge of Allegiance. That's all there is to it. So anyone, that kind of anti-American rhetoric is ridiculous. And you know what? If somebody wants to fly the rebel flag, as you're calling it, whatever. I really don't care. It doesn't mean anything to me. It's not what I believe about individuals. I judge individuals individually. And, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood, when you want to talk about stereotyping, when you go and you study what the Muslim Brotherhood believes in, you kind of have to understand and accept the fact that they don't believe in Christianity and they don't believe in Judaism. They believe that everybody should be converted to Islam, and if you don't, you should die. Well, that is what their history is. It's kind of like, well, when the enemy's facing you, and people, and I've said this, so I don't think I could go to a Catholic church in this country anymore with the crap I see going on from the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is out there promoting amnesty, and you and I have had this discussion. I'm sorry, I don't swallow because they care about these people. There's other ways to care about them besides destroying the United States of America.
Well, like I said, I don't disagree with you. I understand their thinking, and I do not agree with it. But, you know, they've done it for millions of years. This is not a new thing for them.
Well, but when you think about the Catholic Church, they also support pedophilia. So I guess I think they're a sick religion.
Oh, no, they never did support pedophilia, but now.
Well, they just covered it up all over the place.
Well,
they covered it up.
I don't want to get into that because that is, I don't agree with what they did. I'm not going to make excuses for what they did. I do not agree with it. But if that's the church I'm comfortable in walking into, that doesn't mean I have to agree with everything they are doing or will or are going to do. And that's the difference between you and I.
Well, because I sincerely don't believe in amnesty, so I could not be a part of that church. I also do not believe in them covering up the pedophilia, which is what they've done. And they
I don't believe they
like
should have either, but that doesn't believe me. You know, I don't agree with that at all. I mean, I almost fell out on the floor when I found out about that. But, and there really shouldn't be a but here. I don't even know why I put it in. I was disappointed in them, very disappointed in them, because from what I was taught when I was a kid, a good Christian would never, ever do this. This would not be something we would have to be sitting here discussing even. And they made it possible. But again, you got to say those priests were crooked. That's like the one they just elected to be pontiff. I believe he's as crooked as the rest of them out there. I cannot believe that he is doing to the church what he is doing, and to be a true Christian. I like some of the things he's doing, but I don't like his support of gay marriage.
Well, let's go ahead and bring in a couple of the comments from Flycatch out there.
Yeah.
The eastern states and the industrialization of the textile industry caused the Civil War. England needed cotton and sided with the South during the Civil War. And then, of course, this last one, which I have heard many times, and I believe it's true, the Catholics are losing membership in the USA, and they need the Mexicans to fill the coffers. So they are promoting the amnesty to try to – it's almost like what the let's see. At one point, the unions were pro-amnesty. Then the next thing, they were against it because they thought it was against their members. But then they needed more members, so they thought they were going to get them that way. All this, it has nothing to do with core beliefs. And I think that's the part that's so disgusting. Okay, so the Catholic Church is a pro-illegal immigration organization. Apparently,
well,
that's what they are.
The one thing Fly has to realize is the Mexicans have been filling the coffers for Catholic Church for years. This is not something they just started or they just needed. They have taken care of the Mexicans for years. This is something new.
Well, now they're going to take care of the Muslim Brotherhood that want them dead. Go, Catholics! Let's bring those Muslim Brotherhoods who think all Christians should be dead. Go ahead and help them. Let's help bring them in. Go ahead.
Well, I hadn't heard that one,
so. To chop off your head.
Well,
that's
a new one on
amnesty.
Me. I hadn't heard that one.
Well, they're promoting amnesty. Well, it's not strictly the Mexicans who were trying to get the amnesty. People don't realize how many Muslim Brotherhood come over there. And that again, is if you go watch that Dennis Michael Lynch video on that, they come to America, the cost of amnesty.
I get what you're thinking about now, seeing I hadn't even thought about. Thank you for giving me something else to get upset about.
Well, that was my point, but... What do you think?
They're so good to me.
Islam is on the rise in Mexico and Latin America. Yeah, and they come in through South America, Mexico. They come in through there, and then they come in over the border in the United States as part of their invasion of this country. I saw this is the Glenn Beck, or I should say Blaze TV, on Wednesdays have a show on the record. And they go and they show you what's going on, have this Islamic Muslim overtake of this country where these people are concentrated. It's, what happened in Boston is only the beginning. And, you know, okay, thank you, Catholics. Let's go ahead and help. Let's bring a few more of them in. And, you know, if the Catholics want to shut up and not say anything about immigration, that's okay with me. If they don't want to say one way or the other, don't want to get involved. But they're actively out there promoting, and I think that's disgusting. And as I told you, I said I'd go to the Catholic Church with my my brother and sister-in-law's family if they don't care if I go and ask that priest, what are you doing about amnesty? Because I would do it. There's absolutely no way I'd go to a Catholic Church and not call them on the carpet for what they're doing. So you're okay with Muslim Brotherhood coming in over the border and killing us, killing Christians. So that's what you promote. Okay, right.
Well, you're going to...
God bless the Catholics. What?
You're going to get mad and choke on the answer that I've gotten from that, so go ahead. Because, I would get so mad when I'd ask those questions. I just don't ask them anymore. Anyway, what was I want to say? Go ahead and talk. I done forgot. Ryan did again.
Well, I was, again, focusing on what the Catholic Church has become. And it comes back to right now, you're not supposed to say Merry Christmas. Can't say Christmas. That offends somebody.
Oh, yes, you can.
You're a Muslim. You don't.
Oh, yes, you can. Oh, you better believe it.
The war on Christianity. And I think it's interesting that Rand Paul was talking about that, but you hear very little said about it. But it's the truth. It's the war on Christianity and Judaism as well.
Well, George W. Bush or George H. Bush, one of them, the last one, started that crap. He stood up there making a speech, and I think it would hurt somebody's feelings. You know, we need to stop saying it because it hurts their feelings. Well, what about my damn feelings?
Well, that's it. It's like, of course, everybody else is supposed to stop what they believe because one person is a Muslim Brotherhood. Yeah, we support the Muslim Brotherhood's right to believe that we should all be dead. Yeah.
I'd like to be a fly on the wall, and I'd like to know what kind of deals went down to get all this stuff done. Because you and I both know that this has been going on for so many years that it is just from mind-boggling as to what it is they are up to. In other words, people have got to be promised a lot of money to do this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
You know, well, yeah, what would make Roberts support Obamacare? Why would he rule the way he did? What was over his head, or what was the reward all the way through? The same type of bribery is what it really is. It's bribery where they get some kind of benefit for going against what they're supposed to do. Islam has no feelings for other faiths besides their own. Exactly. That's the flycatch. As long as the Obama regime is running this country, it will only get worse. I agree. Islam is on the rise in, okay, maybe you said that, Mexico and Latin America. Totally agree. Don't argue with any of that. And I definitely believe Obama is a Muslim/Muslim Brotherhood. no matter what they want to try and say on that one. That's why he keeps inviting the Muslim Brotherhood in there, plotting against the United States of America with an idiot Congress that sits there doing it. And what are all the idiots in Congress getting for it? You got to wonder. You got to
wonder
how much will they sacrifice this country for? What are they willing? What does it cost for them to go ahead and be traitors or treasonous actions?
What is so big and so important to them? Because by the time this is all over with, half of them aren't even going to be here any damn way. You know?
They're all buying their land down in the island of Belize or wherever it is. So when everything goes to crap here and the crisis here, they take off running and go live someplace else and leave us with their mess. So, yeah, they're all the elitists who think they're going to flee someplace else or they're going to be dead and not even worry about it. They're just, but of course they don't care about their own families, what they're leaving behind as far as their own kids, you know.
You know, it's just, I stopped and think about that a lot of times while I'm sitting around here just contemplating crap and what's going on. And I'm going, oh, my God, what? I can't imagine myself ever being so money hungry. And this takes in the president, all the Supreme Court, news broadcasters, everybody. I would never be so weak as to sell out my country for a dollar.
And this is
so
where,
it just makes you wonder, how can they do this?
Well, and it makes me understand or appreciate when they say greed is the root of all evil. And how many ways these people brainwash themselves into acting like they're doing something right. And I mean, I have no doubt that some of them truly do brainwash themselves into saying, well, this is good for us, and when in fact it's because somebody is standing next to them lining their wallets or their campaign bank account on some issue. Yeah, it's really good for us to have build a highway to nowhere. We can really justify that because, yeah, someday we may actually use it, so we can go ahead and do this because it would really be good. And then, of course, you have idiots like Pelosi, which who knows what really goes on in that head of hers. I wouldn't try to begin. But I can believe that there's truly that some of the liberal progressives truly believe everybody needs health care and this is the way to do it. I can believe some, not most. Most of them are out there lining their own wallets and wanting more of a communist society. I mean, do you believe some people truly believe communism is the best thing? Yeah, I do believe some of them truly believe that's the best thing. But you know what? If you want communism, go find another country. That's all I got to say for that. Oh,
Sally,
well,
we need to respond to something out there that flies written fly.
Okay.
You must be colorblind. And the reason I'm saying that, white liberals on the death of our nation? I think there happens to be a black liberal president sitting in the White House. I believe he is black. Now, if I'm mistaken, I need somebody to wake me up because I must have dreamed it. Also, Sally, here's where I'm brain dead, and you can name them off. Give me some good old black boys that have stood up and supported the has supported amnesty. Some who has supported racism in the fact that anything that white people need or white people need help with, we're not going to do it because they happen to be wrong color.
Well, you got Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson.
Exactly. I can't think of
them. And you got Oprah Winfrey out there now.
Oh, yeah.
Oprah's out there. She keeps pushing more and more. And I think it's one of the most interesting. The other two are interesting, too. But when you think of the success that Oprah has obtained in her career, and for her to go and act like white people discriminate against blacks, she would have never been the success she is had white people not accepted her.
I am. It's amazing how much you and I think alike, because I thought the same thing. That heifer. Where does she get off? Where does she have the audacity and the nerve to stand up and talk about Obama being discriminated against because he's black? Now, my thought on that is, if you're interested in hearing it, is that, you know, Obama hadn't hung out around the White House very long since all this crap came up with this Obamacare. And suddenly she was found hanging out around the White House again. I wonder why. Yeah, I think maybe he brought her in to help him out because she's so well respected by the white people, but she could play that race card and get away with it, and we put up with it. Well, I hate to tell Miss Oprah Winfrey, but at one time I respected her, but I forgot how to spell that word. So it's not in my vocabulary anymore when it comes to Oprah Winfrey, because she has proven that she is not the non-racist individual that I thought she was, that she is no better than those that you just named off, the black guys.
Yep, Sharpton and Jackson.
She's no better than Sharpton and Jackson. Now, you don't like it, put it in your pipe, smoke it. But as far as I'm concerned, she is no better off.
Daisy Wynum is a city councilwoman here in the city of Orlando. She's been on that council way too long. She is a black lady. The black community constantly re-elects her because she's black, not no other reason. The blacks that I talk to that actually are more engaged in the discussion and actually know what she really does don't like her too much. They don't vote for her. But she has done more destruction to the black community, what the area called Paramore in Orlando. She's done more to destroy the black community in Orlando than anybody, and she is black. And you can get copies of it, I'm sure. Excuse me, where she's out there ranting that black people can't be racist. She's the biggest racist. She's another racist just like Sharpton and Jackson. You know, blacks can be racist, too, and some of them are disgustingly racist.
Here's a racist question. Obama is part black and part white. Do you ever talk to him or hear him talking about himself being biracial?
No, but Laura Ingraham talks about it.
Well, she might. Have you ever heard Obama call himself biracial? Is that done by accident? No, but hell no. Do you know how mad the blacks would get at him if he called himself biracial?
Yeah, but Laura Ingraham does say it. I've heard her just in the past week say something about talking about racism, saying, but he's black and white. He's half black and half white.
That's it.
What part do you like and you don't like?
That's it.
Let's see. Okay. The Affordable Care, ACA, that's supposed to be care, is not about health care at all, but control, of course, ACA. Affordable health care. I don't know why they come up with their stupid ACA that they call it. Affordable Care Act. Affordable health care. It's not about health care, but
come up with that so that you won't say the word affordable health care. They'd rather use the initials. No, that's true. If you use the initials, you don't get as upset about it. It's psychological.
Well, of course. But health doesn't come into it. Affordable care.
Well, it's
Affordable Care Act.
It's a play on words.
They say when they talk, they call it Affordable Health Care Act. They don't call it AHA. Whatever. That's neither here nor there. Just the stupidity of everything to do with when they name bills, just like the Patriot Act. They try to make it sound so good. And and the stupid S-744, the amnesty bill, modernization, immigration, modernization, something stupid like that. They put all these stupid names trying to brainwash people, and unfortunately they're successful with many of them. Congress is 95% white, and news media is almost all white. Host call Obama black, and the white liberals will scream that he's biracial. And ladies, did you see the white politician being voted into office because the black community thought he was black?
I thought that was a white politician being very smart. And did you not catch the fact that they were upset and mad because had they known he was white, they wouldn't have voted for him? So what does that say about them?
Well, and of course, it was Harry Rudis says who was saying he sounds white. He looks good for, you know, all the different things the Democrats were saying when the first time Obama was running about he doesn't sound black unless he wants to.
Yeah, but they all do that. You know, they all do that. No, I can't say that. I'm going to take that back. That was the wrong thing to say because what was his name? Harry, that they ran out but made his wife believe that he was cheating on her with the secretary or with the whatever. The real educated black dude. Can't think of his name. Anyway, he didn't. The first time I listened to him, I thought he was a white man. And the second time, and when I saw him, and he never changed, period. In other words, his demeanor, his posture, his language, in other words, his ability to speak well, never changed.
I mean, people have limitations of people all the time, so, I mean...
I'm not talking about Obama. I'm talking about the black dude that ran for office that they turned around and the party buried
Herman
him.
Cain.
Because, who?
Herman Cain. Herman
That's
Cain.
Him. Yeah. Him.
Yeah.
I never noticed his demeanor changing. I never noticed his attitude or his language. And he didn't mind being black.
Well, I'm not sure where this conversation is going at all, to be perfectly honest with you. Host, call Obama black, and the white liberal scream that he's biracial. Okay, I read that already. I'm not really sure where this conversation is going.
Well, I'm not going any further with it. That's as far as we're going with it, because I was just trying to make the point, you know, back on this election thing. You know, they were all mad and wanted to file a suit and everything because they elected somebody that they thought was black, and since he was black, he led them to believe he was black, which he never told them he was or he wasn't. They wanted to file a suit on him. Well, what does that tell you about being prejudiced?
I don't know. I didn't know anybody was trying to file suit on him or whatever you're referring to there.
They were
going to
try and file suit on him because he misled them during the election because he didn't tell them
he
was black.
Something happened to your phone there.
You know, I had my hand cut over the mouthpiece because I was being a jackass.
Something happened online, but I can't hear you, so I don't know if you hit the mute button on your phone or what. But anyway... if I want
I'm not
to,
dead.
I don't. I have a certain southern twang, but I don't have quite the southern twang that Miss Texas does. But I can go out there and work on that kind of stuff. Not many people can change their accents if they're trying to do something different. So, okay. Why do you think they shut the show down? Okay.
Are we done on?
Okay. So you're telling me you can't hear me right now. Hello?
I can hear you.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure. I couldn't hear you. You were answering that question or comment, and then all of a sudden I couldn't hear anything. And Flycatch says, Blog Talk Radio has shut my program down.
No, Blog Talk Radio didn't do that. I had my hand on the receiver. I maybe had my hand, you know, wrong, but I don't think they shut you down. We didn't say anything anymore.
The audio went off the air.
Huh?
Flycatch is saying the audio went off the air.
Well, I haven't been able to get your audio in months, so tell him that's nothing unusual. Open up an alternate speaker and it'll work. Tell him there's a... We ain't got that long ago anyway. Tell him if he can't get us next time to use, there's a speaker option underneath the heading on the header for the opening page for the site on your page up there, and he can listen that way. That's what I have to do unless I dial in.
Yeah, and the only other thing, for those who can hear, Blog Talk Radio, they've been undergoing all sorts of changes on their website, so I can't tell you about all the other stuff that may have been changed out there. Excuse me. I just know that they have been changing stuff, and there's been times when I had a hard time trying to even add a show. So, okay. Here's the icon. Page. Or listen via the phone. Anyway, I don't know what happened. It's kind of strange. If Flycatch was listening and all of a sudden it stopped, obviously something else is going on out there. And then again, maybe somebody got annoyed at what we were talking about.
I don't think so, because like I said, I haven't been able to use my own speakers to listen to your show in a long time. And so that's one reason I dial in. I dial in order to be able to hear it, but also I like gabbing with you. and you're kind
you,
enough.
You had to go a whole week, a week and a half without doing that. That was rough.
It was rough. I don't know how bad you pouted, but I was pouting big time.
Hey, I enjoy our conversations, and we get interesting. We both share our opinions freely. That's what it's all about.
Well, but we agree to disagree, and we can do that without getting mad. And if more people could do that, the world would be better off.
Well,
I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, just like
what?
I'm entitled to mine. But that doesn't mean, we may not agree on everything, but that doesn't mean we can't be friends. And if the world could learn to operate that way, and I'm not saying you and I are perfect, far from it, but at least we do respect each other enough to be able to listen to each other's opinion and take the option. Am I going to agree, disagree, or am I just going to keep my mouth shut? Hadn't done that yet, though.
Well, there is one thing I got to mention. You were talking about flying the flag, and I think it was in Georgia. I'm like 99% it was Georgia, where I kind of think there was a restaurant that had been there for years, owned by a couple of veterans, and on the top of the building, they had all the flags. They had the flags of the different military and the flags of the state and the U.S. and stuff, but all the different branches of the military. They're being told they can't fly those flags. They haven't taken them down. They've refused. But the nerve of anybody to say that they're offended by any American flags in America. You know, well, they don't care if they go and fly a Mexican flag. That they have a right to fly a Mexican flag, but you don't have a right to fly an American flag in America. It's just sick. It's downright sick.
That's like, in this little town I live in, it highly POs me, and I'm sorry, I went straight to the mayor and said something to her about it. On our town square, there is a Mexican flag flying beside the U.S. flag. now.
Yep. Disgusting.
Exactly. And she says, well, they haven't done anything to us. I said, that is a matter of opinion, yours. But our little town is named Seguin, after Juan Seguin. Now, and I know you don't know much Texas history, but Juan Seguin fought for the Americans in the Mexican and American War, and he gave his life for the freedom of the United States and to make Texas Texas. He fought for Texas. So we respect him. But I don't think that he wanted us to give up the respect for our own country and put the respect of the Mexican people ahead of ours. I don't think he meant that. I could be wrong, but that's my feelings.
Well, and that's what this all comes down to. This is America. Are you trying to say this is no longer America? Or are you trying to say we are now Mexico? No, we're America. If you want to fly a Mexican flag, go to Mexico. If you want to fly a Cuban flag, go to Cuba. If you want to fly the Canadian flag, go to Canada. You know, it's all disgusting to me. It's the American flag on American soil, period. But yet we're the ones who get condemned if we want to fly an American flag in America. It's sick. It's absolutely sick.
Well, what I want to know is where are the laws that used to be there that, in other words, it was illegal to burn the flag. It was illegal to spit on the flag. It was illegal to disgrace our flag. Where does all go?
Being American, it just comes back to the same thing. To be an American, it's illegal to be an American anymore. You have to be a treasonous traitor like these others. You get all the rights in the world if you're a treasonous traitor and an illegal.
Well, they use the political right, correctness to get rid of that crap, and they didn't even bother to tell us about it, and they didn't tell us about it because they knew the American people would not put up with it.
Well, we're down to 3 minutes here, and that's definitely the way I believe the American people should not put up with it. So wake up, America. Get off your dead duffs and do something.
Yeah,
anyway, on that note, what are your final words for the night?
My final words for the night are, just like Sally said, wake up, America. Get off your behinds. Go out there and help us fight this. Sally fights it every day. She takes care of herself, takes care of her life, but she manages to find a way to do it, and by God, you can do the same thing. God bless America.
Thank you so much for that, and thank you, as always, for joining Ms. Texas. Freedom of speech, that's what it's about, and it's the American way. Please, America, wake up and get off your dead duffs. Communism is on the way if we don't stop it. Anyway, on that note, please tune in tomorrow night for American Freedom Watch Radio, and then next Thursday, or on Thursday, I will be here. I might have a candidate on the show for a candidate for Congress here in Central Florida, Orange County. I haven't quite got that set up yet, but we'll see. And on that note, dear Lord, please bless the USA. God, we need your help. God bless the USA. Good night, everyone.
Good night.